Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice of the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Bazinga!
And also knock knock.
Bajangles!
Brazilians!
Kachiga!
Kacha, we're back here again!
Hello everyone and welcome to the 33% Majority. This is an Epic Games podcast where three friends play Fortnite. I'm your host with a post, Tom Hutchinson.
No, I think you're fine. I'm your host, Markiplier.
I think you're fine. I'm your host, the leper of Lincolnshire, Ashley Hall.
Oh, I like that
I am
much.
Actually Markiplier, though. Hi, everybody.
You're not Markiplier.
No, it's me, Marcus.
Hey, Marky P. Hey, Marky P. How you do?
Marcus to you, sir.
Hello, McMarcus.
Marcus Plied. It's his full name.
Hello, McDonald. How are you?
JK, it's me, your favourite host, Alex Springthorpe.
Oh, ah, thank God, Alex.
I'm actually here. That was all a prank. Markiplier wasn't even here.
I was scared. I got excited. When he joined the call.
I got out my Minecraft plushies for him to sign. Why are you laughing?
sign my creeper, please.
How we doing, chaps? Okay. How is everybody?
I'm burnt out from podcast recording because we already did this week.
We did this. Deja vu all over again.
And it was definitely someone's fault. And that's what we can say
about
that.
We don't like to name names, but Markiplier was involved.
Yeah, he was.
Piece of shit.
Our legal team will be...
I fucking hate the guy. I can't stand him.
I don't even like Let's Plays.
He's horrible podcast, man. Get back to your Red Dead Redemption 2s, you horrible boy.
I've always preferred PewDiePie. Anyway.
I did like Markiplier's... GTA 5 role-playing that he did. I like that.
I haven't watched any of PewDiePie, and I've watched like some of Markiplier, but only in Prop Hunt, which is my favourite.
Oh, I like the OG Prop Hunt with Gold Glove. That was good. I used to watch Gold Glove a lot. What happened
Gold
to
Gloves?
Him?
What happened to Gold Glove? Does anyone know where Gold
Glove is? He used to get doxxed a lot.
I think he just got swatted and finally just admitted to being like associated with terrorists or something.
Anyway,
just got so tired of it, just owned up to it.
That's enough about YouTubers from 10 years ago.
That's quite an emotion.
No, I wanted to talk about Tobuscus and all of his bad stuff that he did to people.
Right, I am not up to date on Tobuscus drama. I know he did some songs. I assume it's something predatory.
A white yes. matrix picks a date then fades.
I don't know.
Rome wasn't built in a day. Bloop transition. The birds get the hell out of there. Because they know something's going down. Is he gonna die?
No, it's not.
A medium shot. Pan, zoom, and slow-mo means he's the target. Mysterious hooded man watches
from a distance.
Take a second to look awesome. Time to go walk in slow motion so you still look awesome. God just saw you and he's gonna shoot you. But don't mind him, just keep looking awesome. The shadow will take care of you. What? That's like half the fucking song off the dome piece.
Can I say that, like, of all the fucking bullshit for that to, like, Tom, you know, it's not often that you go off on a big tirade like that, but I'm glad it was that you chose.
Yeah, and so what happened was he did that song and then raped some people, I think.
Good song, though. You can't fault the song.
Listen, you can't fault the music.
But you can fault the man.
Did he actually do sexy crimes? Is he in prison?
I'm not sure. I don't
believe
he did some
he's a criminal.
Alleged sexual crimes.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, I don't mean criminal. Convicted criminal. He probably is a criminal. we spoke about Onision last week as well. Shane Dawson, who's had a bit of a renaissance. Beth was on her phone watching YouTube videos. So I was like, I fucking know that voice. Who are you watching? That is a man I used to watch.
It's when you heard him meow alongside it, you just click.
he's hanging out with Jeffree Star, trying to be relevant again. What are you doing, Sean? Sean, Shane?
YouTube.
I was referencing the history.
YouTube of the past and times. Sort of that kind, that side of influencer. Yeah, that's a weird side of celebrity that I just really don't like at all. It's just very strange to me.
Do you not have a favourite YouTuber?
Sorry, what? What's that?
Do you have a favourite YouTuber? Do you have people on the internet webs?
Yeah.
What you do?
Yeah, I have a few people that I watch. I like Dank Pods.
What's that about Tommy? Good old Dank Pods. We like Dank Pods.
I like MKBHD.
Actually, have you done a Dank Pods?
I haven't done Dank Pods. I do watch Your Mom's House podcast with Christina Pashitsky and Tom Exora.
I don't know who any of these people
are. Those are just words.
They are American comedians.
Mm, okay.
Oh, good ones? Well-known ones?
Just ones.
Like famous?
Relatively
just
well-known.
Ones.
Okay.
Just people.
Just comedians. Just, they're funny.
Okay. I want...
Tom Segura makes me like cry laugh. So
you guys,
it's almost as funny as I am. Then
you guys have mic stands, right?
Yes, sir.
Mic is standing.
When I say stable, how much can you move them before it'll disconnect your mic and we'll do podcast crimes? A lot or not very much?
An awful lot. Yeah, I've got
mine.
Mine
can disconnect.
I have a lot of movement.
Okay,
why?
Shall we stand for the rest of this episode? I'm getting up now. Let's just stand. I've not got much energy in me. Yeah, so
audio
many,
crimes.
So many. Right,
audio crimes.
There we go. Is that what we
I'm
want?
Stood. Yeah,
I'm just stood up. Now. I'm like, I've got
I'm
a stoop.
No, it's just.
Are we singing?
Stoop
is that what this is?
No, you don't have to stoop. Just get the mic stand in the right place, Alibert.
Alex is 9'6" and has to stoop a little.
No, I do have to stoop a little bit. I always thought Tom was the tall one, but it's actually me.
Yeah, you are the big boy. You're the big large man.
I always thought Tom was, like, Tom, when we met, I thought you were going to be, like, 6'9".
No, he's not.
And he was only 6'5", so I was pretty sure.
I'm 6'5 and a quarter, so...
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah.
Tom, I'm stood up. Why am I stood up?
I just
up?
Wanted to add some more power to this episode. I didn't think that my booming singing voice was enough, so we all stand. We feel good.
Okay.
We stand.
we stand queens. A queen, obviously.
Does anybody have any actual anecdotes to say? Because I'm not, I don't really feel up to repeating mine from yesterday. So
I've got diseases. If that's my only one, so
yeah, we can talk about your gonorrhea if you'd like to. Actually,
the
that's
syphilis.
Fine. It's your time. It's your time
no,
to talk
about
whatever you'd
about,
like to talk
I've got,
about.
Well, I got my partner has COVID, doesn't she? She's the house is full of crows. It's COVID.
Gavin's come over.
Gavin.
I had heartburn and then Gav was gone, but he's just at Ashley's house.
Gavla!
I can't believe Gav's gone.
That's a Gavin and Stacey.
I haven't heard Gavla in a while. Is that
Gavin
from
Stacey
the traditional
yes.
Gavin and Stacey?
Is everybody in your house, like, okay? Like, do we need...
Good.
No one's dying. Nee is the patient zero. She's ground zero.
Yeah, we'll have to go back and edit that one out, Ashley.
Because I don't...
Well, the listeners just heard some beeps for that.
Oh, right, okay. Listeners, don't pay attention to that.
That was your absolute 100% opportunity to drop in that Nee has given permission for her name to now be in the program. Like, I wanted to.
Oh yeah, sorry. Yeah, let me just.
I wanted to call that one back in from the deleted episode that we had to scrap because of audio criminality. The Markiplier did. I thought I'd drop that back in because the listeners wouldn't have known about that.
The Bee's Knees has formally requested a name change to Nee. She's sent a letter to the law. Her license now.
Can we
says
do
that
the same? We could do the same goofs about calling her Elbow instead, if you'd like.
Oh yeah.
Or just
finger, knee.
Yeah, knee, elbow.
Anyway.
Classic.
Same joke.
Don't do that.
Repeat it. Repeating jokes.
That was uncalled for. Listeners, if you're here at the
jokes.
End of this, you'll hear that joke
it's,
again.
It's,
and it'll
it's
be funny.
Brilliant, isn't it? You have just said, Ashley, we did some stuff yesterday. Some of it was funny by our standards. So we'll probably just chuck that at the end. So if you want to stay till the end and listen to the stupid things we said about Spider-Man No Way Home.
Just some raw, unedited 33% majority hijinks.
Crap. Yes.
Crap. Just the words we do spout at each other.
We'll cut out all the racism, but apart from that, as it was served.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what might have been racist, and the worst thing is
Ashley. No, you don't. You don't do racism here.
I don't, guys. You can listen.
And my anecdote is, I went to the dentist this afternoon, and a pretty dentist said I had nice teeth.
That's nice.
I've never felt taller.
And then took her mask off, and it turned out it was me the whole time.
Never felt better about myself,
Alex. Alex, I've always thought
nice
that you
teeth,
have very small teeth. Very stout. They're not
it's just,
long.
Yeah, I agree.
They're
actually.
Short. You have short teeth. Yeah.
For the size of your head, they're like... Yeah, it just feels like... have you ever seen like a teddy bear with teeth in it?
It
like,
just
because,
a little
bit scary. Just
because my teeth are shorter in my gums, it means I can take a bigger bite of something.
True.
Whereas you, if we open our mouths at the same angle, your teeth get in the way. I've got performance teeth.
Is that how you maintain such a huge, girthy size? You just unhinge your jaw to consume the maximum amount of nutrition?
I am serpentine in nature, and yes, I unhinge my jaw, and I could just...
Swallow the prey hole.
Just swallow entire quiches.
Just, you see him around a fruit bowl, and just the water.
Horrifying.
You ever see that video of the snake eating an egg and then
have you seen the one
the
of
it's
the
like that.
Snake that ate a hippopotamus?
A snopopotamic.
There's a snake that does a whole hippopotamus, and that's me from my family trip to Africa that we did, and I got pinch. I crunched a whole potamus.
Oh, God.
Let's get it down, you've been going.
Yeah, I think that's it, really.
So I think that's anecdotes.
Yeah, Tommy didn't want to do it. Yeah, that'll do.
Right, I offer you boys. Yesterday I was going to go in with what makes the perfect room. And after the reception it received, which if you stick around you'll hear at the end, listeners, I've decided instead to go with what are we something we judge people by immediately.
Ooh.
And I'll give you an example because it happened to me at work today. I was having a really nice conversation with somebody. And I realised halfway through they were wearing like Crocs. And I was like, oh, cool.
You can learn a lot about someone by a Croc.
Like, I like Crocs. I know. And I was just like, listen, it's the middle of the day. You're at work with me. You've got a Croc on. What's going on? But it was the fact that it was a Croc with like the pins on it.
Yeah,
you know, the badges that you get. They've got a special name.
They do
name.
Have a special name.
Cradges.
Gibbets. It's Gibbets.
Hang on.
I Googled it. It's Gibbets. You're Googling the thing I already Googled.
I prefer Cradget.
Gibbets.
Cradget.
Cravets.
Gibbets.
Turkey
giblets. Gibbets.
Okay.
So she had a badge on the old Crockeroo, and it was just a peace symbol, and I was just like, it's Crocs with a peace symbol. That I know you're my kind of person.
That has got big Woodstock energy.
That's got big woodworker energy.
Hasn't it? Dude, honestly. And then she goes, oh, yeah, they're fur lined.
Oh, my God.
Well, I didn't notice.
They've got fucking holes in it.
They're tactical Crocs.
Crocs have got holes in.
No, but they've got like a lining around the inside. Hey. Yeah, they've got four-wheel drive as well, haven't they, where you just put them back up.
But you can put them in. You can put them in race mode if you need to get somewhere in a jiffy.
You want to jog and not kick your sandal at someone's fucking mouth.
What did you learn about this person, apart from that you'd like them?
Well, I made the assumption that they were probably quite left-leaning.
Yep.
Because, like, it's a peace symbol, you know. Probably quite left-leaning. They were kind of an off-white, well, they probably were white when they were new, Croc. And I just thought, you've used those, you've worn them, you've loved them. You don't care that they look a bit scruff.
That's a high mileage symbol of peace.
And I'm
peace.
Like, you clearly use things till they're done being used, and then you fucking keep using them.
Yeah,
go on,
lovely
lad.
Form.
Fair enough. We are recording on it's the 17th of December, and the Grand Tours special episode Canage Trois comes out today. And in the trailer for that, they mentioned that the French do not, unlike every other country in the world, company. Mm-hmm. Yep. The French Limited.
Sponsored by France.
Unlike every other country in the world, don't judge people based on their cars. So you just see people driving around in 30-year-old pieces of shit because it don't matter. But I definitely judge people on their cars.
Okay, it's a fair one.
If you see a businessman getting into a small hatchback, small economical hatchback, I don't know what I learned about that person, but it is something. I've learned about that man.
You make a decision, you're like, that's not going
to
be my
lawyer. I know what I need to know about this man. Like, there's a chap that works in purchasing at my work, and he's the most man that works in purchasing you'll ever meet. You know him, you can picture him. He works in purchasing, right, okay. And he's there. He definitely is there. The end of every day, he hops into an M4, though, and it doesn't suit.
He gets into the M4, and you're like, oh, right, okay, you got a little repressed
good morning, Al. I was able to buy those capacitors for you.
Those flux capacitors.
And then insert BMW M4 noises here. Like, it's mental. That doesn't fit, but I love it.
Can I suck all of the humour and comedy out of what this segment is supposed to be and get real?
Yeah, of course you can. Yeah.
I'd love that.
I think I might have told you guys this story before, but when I used to commute to and from the office in Londonshire, I would obviously see some very strange occurrences, and it's difficult to not judge people. But I heard something the other day, and it very much applied to what I saw, and I think it's a really nice way to think about things. Understandable that you might want to judge somebody for wearing a croc, or, you know, maybe not suiting a BMW, but I saw a sweet girl doing nothing wrong, apart from not wearing a mask. You know, you could say that's debatably wrong, but I don't know. And she had a large amount of acne.
And it was it was knee.
No, it wasn't knee.
Fucking idiot.
She had a large amount of acne and spots sort of like around her cheeks. Initial reaction was, fuck me. Clean? Wash your face. Find something that makes that not happen. Surely that's not that much effort, was my initial response when I saw it. But then I remembered something that I heard once, which was to say that the first thing you think in any given situation is sort of the way that you've been taught, or saying such maybe sort of a left-leaning word, but conditioned to think. And your second...
No, over here on the right, we have heard of the word conditioned.
Okay, good.
But
yes.
We just prefer shampoo.
But your second thought is how you actually feel about something. And on seeing her and making horrid remarks in my head about her facial issues, I was like, maybe she just has really oily skin and she struggles. And I've never struggled with acne. So how would I, as a person, why can I make a comment on that?
That's such a legit reason to not wear a fucking mask. Like, I don't know about you, but I've had acne pretty bad when I was a kid. And covering your face, like, with anything
sounds like a bad. But also, I would certainly prioritize mine and the people around me's health over some spots. But that's by the by.
Oh yeah, no, for sure. But it's got to suck. It's got to suck all the balls.
I've never suffered with spots really at all. I'll get one every probably quarter. Mm. Whenever I get one though, Beth is like, can I fucking squeeze it? I'm like, no, just leave the fella and he'll go away when he's ready to go away. She's so hot to just squidge my face and make blood come.
That's a really great way for them to get infected, though.
See, you guys are really close. Oh, it's a super good way of like getting shit into that. Like, but yeah, like, you know, the rule that we've always had in my house, like even growing up, has always been, if you can't fix something in 5 minutes, don't fucking mention it.
Yeah. Yeah,
like, I think we've had this, me and Alex, I've definitely had this one. I think I might have spoken to Tom about it. But yeah, if I see, like, you got some schmutz in your teeth, I'm like, homie, you got a little
you
schmutz
can fix
in
that
teeth.
Very quickly.
But if you've got, like, a big fucking spot, I'm not going to be like, hey, you got something on the end of your fucking nose.
Hello, man. Sir, you have 6 litres of mustard down the front of your shirt. You can't do that. You can't wring mustard out of a shirt. It can't be done. I've tried, and it made me feel bad all day.
Alex sat over a plate full of different hot dogs. I was just wondering how best to apply the mustard, just going through different techniques.
It was
just wring it out of a shirt. Ah, this is not this one.
I've got mustard all down my lab coat from my science, from doing experiments. Unrelated, is anybody else still standing up?
I'm so tired.
I'm standing and
I'm so
the energy
tired
things.
I want
yeah.
to sit down.
Oh, I mean, Tom, it was your idea. You're welcome to sit down. But
Tom, it was your idea. You will suffer through.
I tell you what, it's probably fixing some of my audio criminality, because I'm now facing curtains, which are going to be absorbing all that nasty, yucky echo.
Is hoping.
Saying that, and I feel like I can hear the echo in my monitor. So maybe it, maybe I'm, so maybe it, fuck like, me, I guess. I don't
you're
know.
Just bad at podcasting, Alex. You're very bad at it.
I suck shit. Markiplier set this all up for me, so I don't really know what any of it does.
We'll be in touch with his legal team.
And Markiplier's curtains.
That's a thing you can judge people by. You judge people by what YouTubers they watch.
I would love to go through people that you are subscribed to on YouTube and just kind of judge you based on that.
Fuck it. I'm opening my YouTube. Tom, open your YouTube. I did just get a notification to say my internet's unstable, which I quite like. Oh, it's still a my Google account's still a picture of Tom.
How do you access the rich data? Oh, you go on your subscriptions tab, and then towards the top it says all.
Ah, yeah,
oh,
got
this
it.
This is so many people.
I've got a fair few.
I don't have any of that.
Should we read out the worst ones that we're most embarrassed about?
Yes, the most embarrassing ones.
PewDiePie.
We've got Tesla. I'm subscribed to Tesla. Oh. I hear about all of Elon's good cars. I'm subscribed to the 33% Majority YouTube channel.
That's embarrassing.
Jacksepticeye.
That's very bad.
Jacksepticeye also, so hard.
Aviation 101, that's just a man that's got a private plane's license and he just flies about places and I love it.
I bet you just like the pre-flight checks, don't you? That's your thing.
I do. I would love to own a plane.
Sad.
Lil Peep, YouTube
sad
official.
Don't like that.
Is it his YouTube
Damascus
officially?
When did he last upload? When did he last upload?
When did he last upload? 1 month ago.
Oh my god, he's still active.
Oh shit.
It's called Optimistic Bomb Shelter Song and it has 100,000 views.
That's a small amount for what he used to pull in.
Well,
he used
that's
to
not do a lot.
Millows.
Millows, yes.
That's kind of all I've got. I think I'm subscribed to myself. That's not great, is it?
No.
I'm not subscribed to myself. Tom, are you subscribed to any nefarious
I am subscribed to iJustine.
Alex is laughing, but I'll be honest.
Think blonde lady that pretends to do technology but also vlogging. The supercar blondie of tech.
Yes.
Is supercar blondie not legit?
Of course she's not. She's reading off a script going, and this McLaren's got a 5.9 litre air conditioning.
Okay,
that's nothing.
God, I hope we never get iJustine famous because I know exactly. I'm on Wikipedia. It's pretty fucking horrific. iJustine or Ezeric is an American YouTuber, host,
no,
author, and
host.
Actress.
Very famous. My worst one. My very worst one that I subscribe to. Casey Neistat.
Who?
Yep.
Casey Neistat.
Didn't Casey Neistat what? Kill somebody?
You're allowed one. I think we've established this. You're allowed to do
Casey
one
Neistat
murder,
Question mark.
Do you put question marks at the end of Google? When you Google something, actually, do you put question marks?
Yeah. Yeah, of course. I want Google to know it's a question.
My microphone. Google is a place you
Google.
Ask questions to, Ashley.
Yeah,
Ashley,
no, Google.
By its very nature, everything you type into Google is a question. Everything.
Well, I type in please and thank you. I type in please and thank you as well. Why are you being rude?
You're an old
Google,
shit.
I love you.
You are so fucking old.
Kiss, kiss. I always
Ash
say
definitely
thank you
says please
house,
to Siri.
Yeah, I do.
Hey Siri, call
Listen,
Tom,
when the
please.
Robots take over, you guys are going to get mashed
Ash
up.
Ash definitely opens up Internet Explorer and Googles Google to begin Googling something.
Wrong again. I use Opera GX, which if they want to sponsor
this is Ash who used to run Linux because he thought it made
browser.
Him look edgy. I judge you based on Linux.
No, I ran Linux because
you had no idea how to operate your operating system, though. It was just a system.
Some cool stuff about it. Like I could make it do that.
The thing about Linux as well for me is that when you download it and you install it on your computer, it just leaves out like essential things. So it's like you want Bluetooth? No, go download that shit so you can do it. Can't have it built in.
Go get your drivers.
Embarrassing.
Listen, this is internet foraging. You can't just be given the whole feast. You have to learn how to hunt, Tom.
You just get Windows.
When the internet wars come, you guys will die lefties. First.
You've got to earn your OS.
Tom, why are you laughing? You're much. A proper lesbian, you fucking idiot.
It's good humour.
Tom's practically a toy when it comes to operating systems.
I like Mac OS.
He does use Apple, in fact, and loves it. Yeah, that's pretty...
I actively hamstring myself and I use iPad OS. I actively make it worse for myself.
Who the fuck is this?
Just a vlogger, man.
That was existential as fuck.
He's an American YouTube personality, which tells me nothing. A filmmaker, which tells me nothing. A vlogger, which is not a job. Co-founder
of the podcaster.
Company, Bird. Oh,
okay. Says the podcaster. Yeah.
God, fuck
I judge Ashley based on the things he says.
I'm not filming
to
me opening my fucking post.
I judge Ashley.
Hey guys, I have one more thing and we've got 30 seconds left. So one thing that I judged somebody for once, which I actually think is warranted, there used to be somebody that I worked with, and if she was fancying a little snack in the evening, she wanted a little tasty little treat, she would go to her fridge, she would grab a bag of mozzarella inside of like that brine water.
She would
go to the sink, she would open it up, drain the brine, take out the mozzarella ball and eat it like an apple over the sink, and I definitely judged her for that.
Good for fucking her, man. Chase your bliss. Wow, what a powerful snack.
What the fuck is happening?
Ash,
I just
yeah, I don't know where you went.
Welcome back.
You back?
I was so angry about someone eating mozzarella straight from the fucking fridge.
Trouble with standing up while recording is up high is where all the heat is in this room, so I'm going to have to take off my hoodie, guys.
I'm getting a bit sweaty. I'm a bit sweaty, boy.
Yeah, I'm getting hot. I'm actually a cappella right now. I can't hear a thing.
Could you sing Loosen Up My Buttons for me by the Pussycat Dolls?
No.
Whilst you're taking your shirt off.
Because we're not old.
Asking for a friend.
What was the question about Ashley being old?
He's old.
Sing a Pussycat song, Stoll. Pussycats are like 2010.
We were 12.
What? Get off my case.
Yeah.
Oh...
We were but children.
How old are you both?
23.
24.
I'm 28. Oof. I got 5 years on you. I would have been 17 when
awful.
You were 12.
That's
Ash,
awful.
You're retiring any minute now.
I was having sex when you guys were playing Pokemon, which is embarrassing
were you
to me. And no, Tom, ask your sister. I don't know if you have a sister.
Oh, how was a sick birthday party, Tom? Was it good? Did you get everything you wanted?
Really magical. She was talking about this kooky dude that she met once. She fucking needs it. Right, okay. Speaking of your BO, Alex, let's go to the yucko zone.
Come on over, everybody, to my pits.
Welcome back, everybody, to the segment formerly known as Urban... What the frick? Dictionary, now known as Alex's Pits, where we take random Urban Dictionary entries and just try and figure out what the frick they mean. What the pits they mean. The entry pits. The entry for today is speed dealers.
Speed dealers.
Oh,
that's a gearbox. That's an automatic gearbox. You press the pedal on the right and it goes in like, hello sir, I will deal you some speed. And he shuffles out three gears like a deck of cards and then he hands you second. I'm the speed dealer.
Did either of you guys ever go to like a youth club when you were like an early teenager?
Yes, I did.
No, they didn't have them. We were too busy down the mine.
Zag on yourself. Do you remember how they used to have those little like kiosks that would sell? They were in the UK, so they had a weird name called like a tuck shop. You know what
yes,
I mean?
Yes, I remember
that?
A tuck shop full to the brim of delicious shop. And fanciful sweets.
Yes, and they would sell e numbers to children. That's a speed dealer.
Artificial flavourings that make the children ingest and use for power.
Yes, they just begin to vibrate.
Consume, process, and uses pure mischief fuel.
Do you remember there was that thing about blue Smarties and the blue ones specifically made like what was cocaine for children?
No, for me it was, you know, the little pots of jelly you used to get at like birthday parties.
Mm-hmm.
If I had any quantity of one of those, yeah. That was it. I was on a high.
That
and
was
never coming down.
That's not a chemical. That's a psychological. Because you eat the jelly and you're like,
no, you eat the
fuck,
jelly and then the jelly's just in your tummy wibbly wobbly and it inspires you to do speed.
Ooh, I must be wibbling and I also must be wobbling. It's a speed dealer is what I call the man who every 2 months brings me a copy of Lightning McQueen's Cars. And I just eat the disc. I just a little over the month, over 2 months, I just eat the disc and get the speed inside.
How many licks does it take to get to the center of the
Yeah, and then he comes back with a new copy. He just brings me a new copy of Lightning McQueen every week. So much stupid bullshit.
Comedy. Speed dealers are originally used by Sydney skaters as a term for wraparound sunglasses typically worn by bikies, westies, and speed dealers. The most highly prized speed dealers are West Coast Customs with flames and reflective lenses.
That sounds colloquial as fuck.
It really does. That entry came from...
It sounds like...
I suppose
so. I'm downvoting that entry. It came from Kizza Match on November the 21st, 2013. Fucking stupid.
Nothing better to do.
Kizza Match... 8 years ago, you fucked us up and you ruined our day, and we'll never forgive you. We'll spend the rest of our podcast careers hunting you down. I've already forgotten your name, but we're coming for you.
We'll try and remember.
The worst
and we'll
bounty
be there.
Bounty dog. Bounty hunter.
Bounty dog.
Can you see the link?
Bounty
can you
dog.
See what my brain did there? Famous bounty hunter.
Dog the bounty hunter.
Bag the dog team.
Dog the bounty hunter said the M-word and then literally believed he had the M-word passed.
No.
Can we...
Didn't know this.
I'm sitting down. I'm so sitting down. I've got to sit down.
God, the bounty hunter.
I've sat down. So much comfier down here.
No, I really like standing up.
This is how
I record a podcast now.
It's so much better down here, honestly. Kid you not. Oh, so comfy.
You were the one to bail. It was your bloody idea. Now I'm just along for the ride,
really...
hooked on the sauce. I'm never giving it up.
You don't have to stay up there for, like, strength... reasons, like, it's cool if you want to sit
down. Strength and conditioning. I'm standing because I've not done any standing today and I should be at work right now, so.
Okay. I'm going to host now, shall I?
Please, Thomas.
Take it away!
Please do it for us.
You know how I spoke about Epic James and his Fortnite games in the intro?
Yes.
Surely we do.
We, me and my brother, and also us three idiots, I've been, like, referring to it to the game so that I don't have to say it. I've been referring to Fortnite as 2 weeks.
Yes.
By the bare naked ladies.
Is that...
It's been...
You're so old.
You're so fucking old, mate.
2 weeks? Fuck! Is this... What?
What? Who are the bare naked... Who are they?
They did the Big Bang Theory intro, I think.
Kill yourselves, both of you, but continue, yeah.
Okay. You know the good program that's got Sheldon in it? Where he does not.
No, the bad program.
The good
bad
program with my friend Sheldon, where he goes.
Bazinga!
And also knock knock.
Bajangles!
Brazilian!
Kachiga!
Ka-chow, we're back here again!
That entire time I was trying to think of one so I could jump and join in the group, but you just gave me chuckles too many times.
A chuckle interstation.
OD'd Alex on joke and couldn't quite get his off.
What were you talking about, Tom? I'm sure it was something.
It was Fortnite.
Epic James's 2 weeks.
Oh, 2 weeks. The 2 weeks game. I call it that because I don't want people to know that I like playing on Fortnite. I have just doxed myself a little bit by saying it on air on my podcast, but it's a fun game. I was thinking what we could do is try and come up with like new abbreviations or like colloquialisms for names of things. Ooh. An example being Fortnite, calling it 2 weeks, or just an easier one, McDonald's. Mm-hmm. We could just call that Donno's rather than Mackey's. That one's fun.
But you could confuse Donno's with anyone you know called Donald that you colloquially call Donno.
I don't know anybody like
so
that.
You don't
so
get a cheeseburger. You just spend half an hour at your mate's house by accident.
I feel like we can apply this to everything. I've got so many things in this room that I'm going to look around And I'm going to just fucking just give them a go. Mirror. The Americans say it in a strange way where they get a yut in there. I don't know why near. Or where. Really?
They just make a slightly sad noise.
Near.
And they just go, mirror, mirror.
Pain of me. It's the pain of
okay.
me.
A little pain.
P-A-N-E.
Pain of Alex.
That's the pain of Alex, and everybody gets a pain
That's
of Alex.
That's the pain of being a man.
Yes.
Yeah,
what about, for a counter argument for that one, how yep. about, hear me out.
Yep.
Glass 2.
You're like, glass 2, the glass
Tricky
of it.
Tricky glass.
Yeah. Tricky glass. I like glass 2. It makes it sound like it's got gravitas. But
glass
the
is
sequel.
No. Nothing. It's nothing. I've got some dice in here.
Bones. No, that one already exists.
Bones. Roll the bones.
Math pebbles.
See, I like that one.
That's really
that's
sweet.
A nice
math
one.
Pedals.
Yeah.
I like that.
Pedals.
Pedals.
I
yeah.
said pedals by accident because
you can get to
like
work on them as well.
My mouth.
If you roll a nat 20, you can ride them to work anyway.
I have a bicycle next to me, and I'll be calling it not math pedals.
Half car. Nearly a car.
A motorless bike.
That's a good one. David Attenborough's favourite car. I think I'm going to take David Attenborough's favourite car to work today. Cycle.
Pulls out a zebra.
Okay, so...
It's his favourite one.
The carless David Attenborough. He loves this.
Oh, God.
Do you guys know why you never see... Oh, sorry, go on, Alex.
Sorry, Ash. No, it's quite an important one. I just wanted to point out that I've got a laser inkjet printer in my office.
Cool.
So go on, what was your thing? That was what I had to say. Now it's your
turn.
Well,
mine was going to be, do you guys know why you can't tame zebras?
No, I'm too busy.
You know why you never see tame zebras?
Too busy thinking about... I was distracted, mostly, for the most
is
part, during
is
their
it,
raising.
Is it because they see everything in black and white?
Classic. But no, it's actually because they don't have a social hierarchy. They exist
equally. Not a joke.
They don't, like, there's not one zebra in
charge. There's no punchline okay. for this one. Okay.
Yeah, there's no punchline, so you can't like teach them to take commands because they don't exist in a way that there
are
commands.
You said a lot.
They just
you
do
said
things.
A lot of the start of this as a setup to a joke, but it wasn't, was it?
Yeah, yeah, no, it wasn't. Just, no, I just wanted to let you know.
I was just learning that we did.
So you know the film Racing Stripes? Do you remember the film Racing Stripes where the little girl gets a zebra and she wins some races with it?
No.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
You know that I haven't.
Well. I know you haven't, and Tom's not, like, 30, so he hasn't either, but anyone listening to this that's above 20, kind of 7-ish, is going to remember Racing Stripes and now know that it was a lie, and they should stop getting their fucking hopes up. Life is cruel.
Grief, okay. So if McDonald's is Donno's...
Real-life JPEG maker.
If McDonald's is Donno's, what are we calling Domino's?
I don't think it... Real-life JPEG maker. That one.
Is this
that's
your printer?
My inkjet. My laser inkjet.
Oh, right. Maker.
That's okay. The one I came up with during that whole time about zebras. That's what I was thinking about.
I'm sitting down. But yeah. I'm pleased that you really took my zebra lesson to heart.
Domino's.
My zebra-son.
Domino's.
Domino's and McDonald's, Tom, you were saying.
Yeah, so if McDonald's is now Donno's, what are we calling Domino's, the pizza corporation?
That was easy. That one was easy.
we're going to call it Daddy Dom's.
Okay,
to
Daddy
compete
Dom's.
With what about Papa John's?
Yeah, how are we abbreviating that?
Daddy John's.
PJ's.
Father Johnson's.
Daddy John's and Daddy
Father
Dom's.
Jonathan.
Father Johnson's.
Father.
Pizza 1.
Jingle.
And Pizza 2.
Paternal figure, Johan.
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 Did you know there's magic in a bard song?
That's a thing from...
Did you know that I still don't know who Casey Neistat is and I've been on Google for 10 minutes?
He's no
who
one.
Who are you? You strange
he
looking
He is
man.
Literally just a vlogger. That's all he does.
Why is he with Logan Paul?
Because he's with everyone.
I've just had a...
Casey Neistat says he's ready for his redemption story. What did
he
do wrong?
He killed a guy, according to you.
I thought he killed a guy. He looks like he might
Casey
have killed
Casey Neistat
guy,
was the guy who popularized vlogging. He was the guy that made that a thing on YouTube when YouTube began.
It's weird that people think that they're so important and their thoughts are like worth listening to for like... long enough that you'd make a video of it, isn't it? Like, yeah. 20-minute long video. Who's got that high opinion of yourself?
Yeah, or imagine sitting down and just fucking getting your thoughts out.
With standing energy, yeah.
Yeah, actually. Getting that standing
energy. Casey stands 33% minority.
I personally wouldn't. Casey Neistat recorded his face, whereas I think we just record the main bit, the good bit, the voices.
I could record my face, though, if I wanted to.
I don't
want
to.
I've got loads of cameras here.
Yeah, but you and Tom could. I couldn't do that because I haven't got a face for camera. You're both beautiful.
I'm gonna do a goof that only you two could enjoy.
Ash, you look like an old bag of flour.
Because somebody wants to need me.
Oh.
Why is Alex gonna piss on us? This is a terrible
POV, you're laying in Alex's lap.
Listeners, we are He's petting your hair and telling you it's a good boy.
You're about to get your genitals ate by Alex. It's horrible.
It's just a GoPro pointing directly at my face from penis level. That's all it is. That's what we're looking at here. My tummy gets in the way quite a bit.
POV,
hey,
you're Alex's dick.
My tummy's a lot in the way of this.
Alex, could you do me a favour? Put something like dark over the camera and then slide it back so it looks like you're pulling back, you know. Alex has a force. Hello. Oh, now it's away. Nice. Listeners,
isn't it a joke
this,
that
we're looking up at Alex from the POV of
this
his
one? Isn't a joke the listeners can enjoy.
It really bodes well to our radio program.
We could just tell them it, but it's
just
not.
Just take this. Pop it right here. Pop it right up against my face. POV. You're having a podcast with Alex.
Okay, I'm gonna join in.
POV. You're his mic.
Let's just.
I haven't got a camera. Don't
yeah,
do
you
this.
Suck, old man.
I could get OBS going and record it.
Can you open? Yeah, open
if I get OBS open
bitch.
Though, I won't be able to.
Yeah,
hear
don't
it.
Do that.
Just be a pretty face.
Right. Okay. So the legs of my segment most definitely fell off. Oh no!
A little bit.
No. There are other names for things. Alex, what did you call a microphone that made me and Tom like?
They're microphones.
No, my webcam is a GoPro that's mounted on top of a pint glass. Don't worry about it.
Don't you fucking worry.
I just went for ultra wide.
This is just
so
not
redneck.
Yeah. This is not a podcast anymore.
No, it really is. What we'll do is we'll just turn off.
Yeah.
Because that's really not going to translate to audio.
Look at that, it's a podcast.
And we'll speed round, okay?
Yep.
So let's close our eyes, picture, where are there a lot of things? The supermarket. So you walk into the supermarket. First thing on the left when you go into my supermarket is the Krispy Kreme donut stand. New name for donuts.
KK, no.
No.
Holy bread.
Holy bread. Holy bread. Jesus.
Yeah, okay.
It's Jesus loaf.
A Jove.
Jesus
to the left.
Holy bread.
Jove. There we go. Perfect. Just to the left of that.
And when you've seen it, you're a Jove's witness.
No time for goofs. Just to the left of that. Sandwiches.
Sano.
Bread and bread.
Samo. Good old Sam. Samuel.
A Samuel.
Samuel.
Going to enjoy a nice Samuel for lunch.
Yes.
You know?
Okay.
Like
cool.
That.
Wait, Alex. You forgot some really big ones. Tesco's.
Tessica. I like Tessica. That's
good.
A new one that I came up with.
Tessica does
Sainos.
Crease me up.
Sainos for one hummer. It's a Sainos. Morrison's. Mozzie's.
Lidl. Small.
Oh, not a big shop.
No.
Not going for a big
small.
Shop. Just small one.
Just going to the small shop.
Just a little one.
Co-op.
Aldi. Or
friends.
Together.
Bam, bam, wow, 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 wow. We're going shopping tonight. I need beans and cheese. Cool.
Aldi, we could call Mercedes instead this time. Mercedes.
Okay,
just
cool.
Got to put different sounds on it. just up the road from the Aldi where I live is a vet's mechanic.
Who's a vet?
Mechatnik.
Doctor.
This is going well. Just up the road from that is Ashley's old flat.
Crap.
Horrible place.
Fuck dead. What do you mean?
Yuck
it was a
town.
Nice place to live.
Summer coats. No, it wasn't.
No,
full
the
of
flat
noodles.
Was nice.
You scandalous liar.
Petrol station. Car cafe.
Oh, that's lovely. That's horrid.
I was going to call it a Rumpy Pumpy.
I don't like Rumpy Pumpy.
Oh, I like Rumpy Pumpy as well, though.
No, I mean... Is this
got it?
This won't hold up in it. This won't hold up in a court of law.
3D chess, motherfucker.
Ooh, okay.
It will not.
What about go karting? Little race.
Tiny
how
speed.
To know if you're fat? That's how I. That's
yeah,
how
okay.
I knew I was fat is because me and Tom went go karting, and he was a lot quicker than me. And I refused. I refused to believe it was based on skill.
Did he do big zoom
just
ins?
Just my mass holding me back.
Sure. If that makes you feel better.
Deodorant.
Sure.
No, squirty Anki stinky. Anki? Anti-stinky.
Anki?
Anki. Just Anki.
The anti-stink.
Get out of here.
That makes it sound like
stink
it's racism. Antichrist, but smells.
Stinkerside.
Stinkerside. That's it.
Okay, cool.
Yep, Stinkerside wins that round.
Point to me if this is a game.
I like a sofa. Long chair. Long chair.
Thick chair.
Oh, long chair.
Thick
cute.
Chair. Thick with three thick. C's. Thick.
Chair.
Fucking three big fat C's.
Yeah, okay.
Bed.
Chair. That's my time over, boys. That's it. That's bad segment.
Bad participation from us.
No, I don't think so. Excellent. Yeah,
fun time for everybody though.
I just think I did a bad one. Okay, if you say so.
Listeners,
do we have anything to say on if we were to board the money train, or should we just do? Lockdown?
I have a small thing to talk about.
Right,
very
play the intro really, really quick then.
So yeah, that's what it sounds like sped up.
You can't make it easier for yourself just because you're editing this.
My solo
week.
Thing, the 33%. Watch me. Yeah, my solo project, the 33% sincerity. It's been decided will be a just me talking most of the time with strangers, as opposed to having a third person sitting with me and a stranger, which we might do if Alex or Tom are available.
I will ensure I'm that'll not. Be, I won't help you branch out this podcast. How dare you? I strive solely for mediocrity.
Alex is off sick that day. Yeah, sorry, I forgot. Give me middle ground or give me death. I'll be pushing to record some of those kind of just in the new year, hopefully released by start of February, so keep an ear out for that. If you have anything that you'd like to talk about, and you are a stranger to me,
do you want to just give us a rundown of kind of from the top what it is that the 33% sincerity actually is?
Ash, please, from the top, and make it pop with your wet ass podcast.
You. I'll give you everything I've got from this wet ass podcast.
Whap, whap, whap! It's a wet ass podcast!
Me and my wet ass podcast will hopefully be talking to anonymous people all over the world, mostly in Nottingham, unless you can be asked to unless you can be asked to have a microphone, join me on a Google Meets call, record the whole thing and let me edit it, and then we'll have a natter about how you want to fucking go about this bullshit. But
anybody interested, go on Amazon. Buy a podcast, do the chat with Ashley, return it. Go on, give
buy
it back to Jeffrey.
Do a chat with me.
He'll take
return
it.
Return the mic.
He won't mind.
Listen, Jeff loves it when you borrow stuff off him. Tom's been borrowing books off Jeffrey.
I do it
for
with
his
books
now.
All the time.
It's a forever rent. So yeah, the project's going to be me talking to strangers. If you'd like to be one of those strangers, get at us on Twitter, which is the33pm on Twitter, or the33pm sincerity, I think, or the33p sincerity. We'll figure that out when I fucking get to it.
Fix that in post.
Fix that in post. I'll fucking listen for a recording of my voice saying it in a much different tone. But yeah, that's what I'm doing, and I'd like you to join me, you pricks.
Okay, now we'll take a really quick trip to Yuck City with the quick intro of that now.
You gotta say the next bit so quickly.
Welcome back to Alex's
so quickly.
Welcome to Alex's armpits. The entry for this one is food.
Sorry, it's what?
Food.
Just the word food, same spelling.
FOOD. Food.
It's going to be hard to find comedy in just that word.
Tom, is it?
All right, should we go for another one?
Give us the answer. Yeah. Feed us to it.
An edible substance which comes in a variety of shapes.
I was going to do that thing that I do that's a good goof where I just tell you the most...
Say the definition.
The most straightforward one, but I would have gotten a point for... Fuck.
Yeah. Shit!
Tom just gave us a kiss.
Go-gut. A smooch for you boys. Go-gurt. G-O-G-U-R-T. I think it's a yogurt. Yeah, but I think it's a yucky type of yogurt that's maybe had
some
human
added. That is an American brand of yogurt. It's a yogurt for on the go. It's a yogurt with bacteria so lively you can't fucking catch it.
Okay.
You want it, you buy it, but then that's it, the game is on.
Right, okay, so a mobile yogurt.
Into the ether.
You open it, it's gum.
From both ends. But it's still diarrhea.
And
poor thing.
If you manage to eat it, you will get explosive diarrhea.
No, it's just yogurt. Yogurt.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And it's
and then
just
that's
yogurt.
It. You then become the yogurt.
You do a shit out your mouth and a piss out
Limited
your ass.
Incorporated PLC Casey Neistat comes over in a van.
Casey Neistat
pops you in a little tub.
Puts you back
on the shelf.
Go Get Incorporated.
And then somebody buys you and goes,
Casey,
you're going to enjoy this delicious Tommy yogurt snack. And you go, no, you won't fucking catch me. Because that's it. Yogurt.
Okay.
That's what I think it is, Tom.
But then they do, Tom, and they end up in the supermarket themselves. And it's perpetual go-gurtization.
Is there a character limit on Urban Dictionary?
No.
I definitely think it's that.
No, I agree. Yeah.
Okay, so the answer is to give or receive oral sex whilst driving in a motor vehicle.
Don't suck me off while I'm driving. I can't drive.
Well,
I would struggle with this.
I'll distract you. No, I don't think it is being the recipient, man, because maybe you've just not had head potent enough, but I'll crash your car.
I'll crash your car.
Come pick me up. I'll crash your car on the way to pick Alex up.
Okay, right.
Maybe that Gork Gork 4000.
Gork Gork.
G-A-W-K, G-A-W-K.
G-A-W-K.
And then with all of this yucky, horrible nonsense that's happening, I am it, the host. And I think with everything going on at the moment, Ash, Nee has got the dreaded Rona. I have to work from home now. Tom, everything? I don't really know. I don't think there's actually anything. It's pretty sunny over there.
I have depression.
No, everything's all right with Tom. Don't fucking worry about it.
No, everything's great with Tom. Listen, don't listen to him. Any of his cries for help.
Put him in the corner. Fucking ignore him. Shout at him.
Lock him in a room. Listen.
I've got regular old vanilla depression, COVID depression, and seasonal affective disorder.
It's cool being alive, isn't it? It's so
real bad.
Being alive. I thought, chaps, what we could do is we could run through a number of categories of things. I haven't prepared any of them, but we can make them up. Go deep down into the rabbit hole and find the best of that category. And then towards the end, we combine all of them and we create the best thing. Something, a symbol of hope in this dystopian world in which we live. The horribleness of life combined into a glorious shape. Tom's turned his webcam on. He's making a very unimpressed face.
Tom turned his fucking camera on and it's just dead-eyeing the camera. Whilst Alex is like, we can have hope. And Tom's just
He's so close to the camera right now. He's so close to it. I'm in his snoot. I'm going to do a little print screen now for Tommy Cam. Oh, it's just a little Bepper that came out there. Anyway, that's enough webcam humour. We did enough of that earlier. I've turned my laptop off. So, like, I think chilling out is a very good thing. What's the best way to chill out? Because I love a video. Okay. Unfortunately, Ashley... Despite the title, you are a minority on that category because Tommy and I hate any sort of
relaxation for everybody. It's relaxation for the individual.
I'll need to fire up a spreadsheet if I've got to track in three individual dreams. So.
Okay, scratch off Herb and just put video games.
No, actually, it's got to be in there. just enough for you, though. So I'm getting around.
Yeah, can I have a good time, but can I only have Herb on half?
No, on a third. On 33%.
Herb on a third.
Otherwise, one of us will be 12.5%. I love mathematics. I love getting mathematics wrong.
You fucking loser. What a sentence that was. I love mathematics.
I'd like my third to be one half Fortnite and one quarter Spider-Man
and 3/8
the other quarter
3/8
Alex's
accurate
face.
Fractions.
Is anyone writing this down so we can work out what kind of hideous amalgam is going to crawl out of the cesspit we
absolutely
call life?
Absolutely not. In, I don't know, 7 minutes, we'll just try and remember as much as we can.
Okay, cool.
Perfect.
I love ultra-wide monitors.
I like... Wait, are we still doing chilling? Because if we're chilling,
we
I really
anything.
Like a good proper coffee. A good proper,
oh, a proper coffee.
Coffee.
Yeah, put that in twice.
Put three of them
okay,
in
two.
I enjoy
put
a good proper coffee.
Yeah,
So we all like three proper coffee.
We are so hyped up right now on our coffee. Mm, ready for my day. Delicious. But also, just a little bit stoned.
It's me most days.
Only 33% stoned.
He's had three coffees and a joint about an hour ago. He's fine.
Either out of the three of us, one of us is totally baked, or each of us is a little bit.
Yeah, what would you rather have? Just me being obliterated, or the three of us just kind of giggling? Which is what we usually get.
You being obliterated, I'm capable of giggling without the devil's lettuce.
I am too. It's easier to laugh at your jokes, you know.
Okay. Okay, you horrible prick. I like making jokes about Ashley being ferociously old.
I like receiving them, so that works.
I like it when Ashley remembers to put his dentures in.
it's important I do that, actually. Have you ever seen me try and eat a Sunday roast without them? You'd be there for like 4 hours of just me just licking a roast lamb to death. I like it when Tom cuts my food up for me. Thanks.
Ash, how many times this week have you pissed yourself?
Pissed myself? Mm. Just the one.
Okay.
It's all right then.
It is only Thursday, though. There's still time. Friday.
You forgot what day it was. Good.
He had to check
it. I'm not a useful member of society.
He had to check his pill caddy.
Well, I'm not taking this one yet. I'll come back for it. I'd be a sexy old person, I think.
I don't think so.
Your hairline.
Me or Alex, because Alex has got really thick hair.
I've got luscious and handsome
Alex
locks.
Has got a lovely hairline.
Yeah, I was going to say, Alex has got loads of hair. It's definitely me.
I was bringing attention to your hairline.
One of the things you really like, Tom? Is Ash's hairline?
Tom loves it.
No, I have disdain for that one.
No, it's fine. No, in this best thing that we're creating, Ash just needs a new hairline. That's fine. Hair transplant for cool. Ashley. Write it down.
Okay, cool.
Ashley, we're all winners there.
Ashley gets a hair transplant.
Tom, you don't have to look at it anymore. I can finally fix it.
I need some longer teeth.
Ash will find you the cheapest. Ash will find you the cheapest ticket to Turkey for your hair transplant, and Alex will get you on the cheapest train to the Netherlands for some veneers.
I don't want veneers.
I was about to say tooth extensions.
I don't want veneers. I want longer teeth. Get rid of these ones.
Yeah,
no,
veneers.
Scrap them. Scrap these ones entirely. Just get me some longer teeth.
Get rid of these entirely and put a whole new set in.
Longer ones.
You can borrow my dentures.
I want to be able to eat things from farther away.
Oh. Half Alex, half horse.
Oh, man.
Alex.
What else do we like? What else is there? I love a good snack.
Oh, pork pies.
Oh, a pork pie is a favourite delicious treat.
A poached pie is lovely, yes.
We used to get...
I love a poached pie.
You know
pie.
The like tubs of pork pies you can get from Tesco's for like a party, from Tessica's house? You can get like a party selection of pork pies. When I would have chores to do around the house, I would do one, and then I would treat myself to a little pork pie as a reward for a job well done. Well done, Ali. You did a wash it up. Time for a pork pie treat.
That's how I get through my adult life. Just with just like, other stuff.
I'm like, I just got to go to work and then I can have a little pork pie.
Yeah, well done.
Just got to go and do it. Just got to go and do an 8-hour shift and then I can have a pork pie.
You can
enjoy right.
You can do better than that. I've just got to make it to the first break. I've got to get to 10 o'clock. Pork pie time.
No, because then I've had the pork pie and I've no motivation left.
Or you'd look like me.
Take multiple porched pies with you.
Yeah, then I'd look like Alex.
Just look like me.
That's how you rapidly increase your width and girth.
Does it fix hairlines?
A pork pie treat?
No, it will make it worse.
Don't get me wrong.
If you eat pork pies anytime you achieve anything, people aren't going to be looking at your hairline.
They'll be looking at all your achievements.
All of your strength.
Your waistline.
I call these tokens of a job well done.
This is me and my mountain of pork pie casings.
I really like an IPA.
Tom, when you came to my house, you left an IPA. And yesterday, I was enjoying some overtime working from home, and I was like, "Who's gonna know? Who's gonna know if I just tuck into one of Tommy's leftover IPAs?"
Did it taste like licorice and sadness?
It tasted like sweat. Yeah. It tasted like bad beer, Tom. Tom, they make good ones. You can just enjoy those instead.
IPA is good one. IPA is nice.
London
one.
Changed you. We will extract the Lincolnshire out of you yet.
Okay.
He's in there somewhere.
The boy
down.
Can leave the Lincolnshire, but the Lincolnshire can't leave the boy.
We're just going to get you tucking into Nuki Browns and nothing else.
I don't even know what one of those is. Yes, Tom.
With regards to pork pies, though, I feel like there's definitely a ratio of pastry to jelly.
Jelly's got
to
get fucked.
If there's
yeah.
too much jelly, I don't have a great time if there's too much
jelly. I quite like
jelly.
I'd happily eat the jelly out of your pork pie, Tom.
The duality of man is Alex liking too much jelly.
Is this what communism is?
Tom not liking jelly that much. What, where you get extra jelly and we don't? No, it's not.
No, it's where you get jelly and you don't want it, so I have it for you instead. It's not, I'm not taking anything. It's your giving.
This is pork pie communism.
Welcome to my
Which
new
does
society.
Sound quite like, it does sound like it'd look good in the front of a book.
It sounds like we're in
pork pie.
It sounds like we're an indie band. Pork pie communism and their first track. Not too much jelly.
with their J-Lo cover of "I Don't Think You're Ready for This Jelly."
Second track, Fortnite pizza pie.
Mm. Track three with a hint of apple.
Second.
Track four, all pork, no pie.
Side B, the Melton Mowbray times.
It's the B side, the Melton Mowbray edition. Perfect.
I had to Google what that meant because I didn't know.
What B side?
I'm not old enough.
Tom, do you know what B side means?
Well, yes, I know what it means, but
actually,
I never experienced
like
it because I'm not old as fuck.
So you know about vinyls, you fucking hipster.
You were there when they were invented, Ashley.
I was, yeah, it was great. It was just me and Yoko Ono holding hands.
Who? Literally. So who?
Yeah, well, who the fuck is that?
So we know about Casey Neistat, but not Yoko Ono.
No!
Yes.
This is seriously, like, I'm not that old, I'm sure.
My great mate Casey, who rides his boosted board around the streets of America, yes, I know him, and not the collection of syllables
Yokohama.
That you just said.
The great brand of tyres that you mentioned.
Yeah, I don't know it. Who is that?
Yoko Ono. She was good friends with John, our friend John from the Beatles.
Fuck, wow.
She's more than that, and she also can't sing, which is nice. Wow.
I feel like,
so
Ashley,
what was the reference?
Me and Tom are young 23 and 24-year-olds. We're down with the kids, hip and fresh to the frigging core.
We play Fortnite.
You're a very old 28-year-old who enjoys vinyls, long walks on the beach, and bicycles.
There's nothing... Well, those are all good hobbies.
You show Ashley anything from the 1950s, and he comes. But it just comes out as
That's
a dust.
That's not true. If you show me milkshakes and racism, I don't get any reaction.
I was born in the wrong time period.
I just wish I was born in the 50s.
Your Valley Girl
oppression
voice is good, though.
Valley Girl voice is on the list. Whatever monster comes out of this amalgamation of good things, Valley Girl voice will be its accent.
Absolutely. So what have we got? We've
Fortnite.
Got a Valley Girl. Serving a
Valley Girl accent.
No, just a Valley, a girl of the valleys, but not Wales, unless
in the valley.
It's gonna be racism straight away as I lose my Welsh accent.
Good job, Ashley.
I can do many accents very briefly.
Welsh ain't one of them. In the valleys with the cows and the chickens.
When we used to do D&D, I used to try and do so many accents, but they would all just go through every accent that is in my repertoire. I go from Australian to Russian.
You'd always end up in Russian. That's the weird thing. All roads lead to Russia.
We would have.
Ashley, do your best. Do your best voice now. Do your best impression.
My best impression? Oh, shit.
Do your best impression or your best voice now.
Oh, boy! If only there was somewhere you could hide!
That's really good.
That's Mickey Mouse, isn't it?
That was impressive.
Michael.
Alex?
The Mouse. Oh, okay.
Alex, have you got
one?
Yeah,
of course I have. Hello, everybody. It's me, Harry Potter. Avada Kedavra.
Oh, my God. Can I get
you? Oh, I was actually... I was hoping you were actually going to do a real one.
Oh.
Now, what? Okay. It was like he was in the room.
A different one? I take requests. Who would you like? Oh, I know. Oh, no. Don't worry. I got it. Hello, Skylar, it's me, Walter White, and I am the danger.
Okay, I'll do my good one now.
Alright, yeah.
That was it.
Is that Scooby Dooby?
Hello, Scooby Dooba. It is me, your friend Shaggy. And that is a good one.
His first name really is Scooba, though, isn't it? That's not
Scooba Dooba. That's his name.
Like, yikes, Scooba, let's get out of here.
Okay, Reggie.
I am just going to cut in, because I'm editing. I am just going to cut in impressions of everyone you spoke of.
Perfect, 100%.
I am the danger, Skylar.
Skylar, it's me and I'm it. I'm it. So what we've got is we've got a valley girl providing you a pork pie every time you do a good deed. She's playing a Fortnite. What a good time for her. Have a pork pie for a good no-scope. What else was on there? Maybe a Russian? A sweat beer is there too. You can have that. Delicious. Yep.
In the centre of the pizza.
Some herbs, but not lots.
And enough coffee to fuel a moon mission.
Yes. Congratulations with that, to us.
I'm going to fucking sit down. I didn't sit. Who knew it was hard to stand up for a full hour?
I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it.
I've been sat down for the last 10.
I'm sitting now and I know that I've earned it. Much like a pork pie, I've earned this. Nah, fuck a pork pie. Okay. I'm treating myself to a Chinese tonight. That's all I had to say about that.
I'm going to have a cheesy tuna pasta bake.
Nice, Tommy. Ashley, what are you?
I'm going to have a coffee and then some of the cinnamon rolls I made yesterday.
How were they? How did
Good
they come
party
out?
Party dinner.
They came out delicious. I will make you boys some when you can visit next. As soon as I'm out of fucking crow territory, I'll make you both some delicious snacks and you can come over and we can have a snack off.
Listeners, drop us a message on the Instagram or Facebook, whatever. Drop Ashley a text. I'll put his number in the description now. Just drop us a message and just let us know if you'd like a cinnamon thing, whatever. It'll make it. Put it in an envelope.
Put my fucking number on the internet and see if people that know me don't fuck with me.
Just post it to you. Put it in an envelope with a stamp on it and you can have it. Delicious.
Actually, that wouldn't be the first time you would have given my number away. Do you remember when I got a phone call before recording from a fucking stranger saying, now's the time to put your timer on and make sure you're sat down and ready to record?
Yeah.
And it was your brother, Tom? Do you remember that?
I do remember.
Friend
of the show, Josh Hutchinson.
Joss.
That was one of the best.
That's a lot of his name. We got a lot of the letters of his name in it just now when we said Joss.
Joss Hutchinson.
That was one of the better practical jokes I've ever been the victim of, and I really enjoyed it.
Good.
10 out of 10.
Okay. Well, to anybody that actually listens like this far into the episode, if you liked it, just like send it to somebody or. If you don't want to do that, just go onto Apple Podcasts. Maybe just chuck us a review. That'd be really kind. If you have an iPhone, Apple Podcasts should be pre-installed. So you can just go on there. Just leave us a quick review. That'd be really, really helpful.
Absolutely.
And if you do that, Ashley,
I'll give you
a cinnamon roll.
I'll
give you a cinnamon roll.
You won't read it.
I'll give you a poached pie, a cinnamon roll, and I'll read your review. And I'll mock the name you put on your account.
And £25.
And I'll give you a cheeky hand job behind the bus shelter.
And we can go on Fortnite together and I'll give you a free chug jug.
And you won't have to listen to the podcast again. You'll have done it.
Your contractual obligations are filled. You don't have to do it anymore.
Listen, you can take the AirPods out and get on with your life.
Or the Samsung Galaxy Buds Pro, but the right one's in your left ear upside down. You can take that out. You can.
You can do that.
Folk. Sick in mouth. I've been your host, Tom Hutchinson. Bye-bye.
I've been your host, Alex Springthorpe. Bye-bye.
I have also been your host, Ashley.
See you all next week. Got to say the byes like we normally... We've got to for consistency sake.
Yeah, Tom, can you... Bye.
Bye.
It's always your cue. It's always your cue.
Bye.
After Alex says, we'll see you next week.
Clean tech. No, scrap that. Stop that. See you all next week.
Bye.
Bye.
What? It's like there. Is there a delay? Is it that you get scared to say it?
I'm just intimidated.
Ash? Frightening, isn't it? Do you want to do one more?
One more.
See you all next week.
Bye.
Bye. Better. It was better.
I did it that time.
Yeah.
Bye.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner. We'll be right back.